prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 February 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. We're looking forward to a good broadcast tonight, folks. We'll bring up a guest I had on one time before some months ago, discussing an issue that really does concern all of us, although maybe where I live here in the hills of West Virginia, we don't see a lot of it directly affecting us, but it does affect all of us. Don't go away. Discuss it in a minute. Before I do that, though, don't forget we're offering the book, a book that everyone should read, entitled The Grand Design Exposed. Now, folks, I'm not going to try to describe it to you. It's a 400-some-page book. I got them a really good deal when the author passed away and they cleaned out his house, and went and bought a couple of cases of the book off of them. They're $12 a piece. They were $10, but postage going up so high, they had to go a little higher. $12 a piece, they'll explain to you the Masonic influence in this country and the Catholic Church influence in this country and what, folks, this thing do, they just rattle your tree. Like I said the other night, most folks don't know this, but the place where the White House is built used to be called Rome, and the guy that owned the land was named Pope. Now, these are all facts. These are all facts. It's all in the book, The Grand Design Exposed, for $12. Now, if you want more than one copy, you tell me, we'll add the next couple in it. We'll add those means you want two, one for $5 above 12. So you get one copy for 12, $5 for each additional copy if you want them to give to your friends and family while they last. While they last, folks. But the book's so important, everybody should read it. They really should. You know, we need to understand that there are people out there that literally hate the cross of Christ and what it means. I know what they say, but I know what they also teach and believe. When you have a man that is called to head the church, he says the pedophiles have a special place in heaven. There's something wrong with that so-called religion that you can't trust any longer. Understand this, folks. We go back a long ways on this. We really could, but please understand how important this is. We go back to the fact that the Bible says that we have to watch out for false Jews, and then the Catholic Church come on the scene, added much more to the cause. So it's all available here on what happened in the Grand Design Exposed. For $12 for one copy, $5 per after that. And the book right now that everybody should have, I look forward to springtime because I like to go out almost later in the spring, about April sometime. I like to start picking greens. I like fresh greens out of the woods. I do. You'd be surprised what's edible out of the woods. That's good for you. The book we have back here called Backyard Medicine is available right now. And I think the price I'm looking is like $24.95 or $25.95. It's a book that this time of year, all around the year, you can find things that you can use for food or medicine, no matter where you live in this country. It's there. But this book is phenomenal. Full-color picture describe how to use it, what parts to use, and how to make the medicines or cook it the way you should to eat it. But the book's available, folks, as long as it lasts two. We've got about 8 or 10 left, and I don't know if I can get any more or not. I can't find anybody publishing me more. So they're there, at least enough of the price I can get them for and sell them at the right price. So they're available if you want them. And, of course, tomorrow night, the last night I'm going to mention, the last seminar we have in Stock Brokering Era, A Cry for Deliverance. The last time we had Greg Emerson alive with us on a seminar was this one. And he's on there. If people that don't know Greg Emerson, don't know who he was, you missed knowing a good man, a great man. You really did. So it's all this available, folks, on a seminar, 8 hours long, $7.50 for a copy of that. That includes postage, $3.50 for any additional copy that you want on top of that while they last. The prayer question tonight for Crystal's dad, he's still in rehab. They were trying to get him so he can at least walk with a walker. He's trying hard, folks, and this. Well, just keep Johnny in your prayers, please. Please keep Johnny in your prayers tonight. One more time, folks, that may the Lord touch his body, heal him enough they can at least stand up and be able to walk across the room with a walker and get around a little bit, they can come home. Please keep Johnny in your prayers. I would appreciate it very much. As I was saying, and by the way, one more thing, on our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, look right around my picture, I think you'll find it there, a guest we had on the Saturday before last at our Bible study discussing pedophilia. Now, folks, you've got to watch this hour-long video. Go to our website, look under pedophilia, what God sees. Check out what this is all about, and know this. Pedophilia is very close to being legalized, or at least accepted in most places. The Pope himself said they have a special place in heaven. The World Economic Forum said that the pedophiles will save the earth. I'm not making this up. I'm telling the truth. It's on there. Watch. It's an hour long. PastorButch.com. Click on it and watch the video. It's an hour long. You'll be glad you did. Now, our guest tonight is William Gein. He runs an organization that I think everyone should know about, at least enough to understand what they're doing. The Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee, ALIPAC, Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right up front. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not embarrassed to say it. Our nation was founded by Caucasian Christians. That's a fact. Well, it was. Oh, yeah, it was. Starting in the 1600s. And we had a foundation built on the fact of Christianity, the Word of God. And that has to be destroyed, and it's being destroyed. Our nation is literally being taken apart from the inside out in every way possible. Any type of immorality in this country now goes. They're taking down the Christian culture. There's very little of it left, and that's on purpose. That's why they bring in illegal immigrants from all of the world, not just Mexico, all of the world. With all matter of cultures and so-called religions, and some atheists and some plain humanists, and others are just no religion at all. They just don't love God. They don't love anybody. They're out here to rape, kill, destroy, and steal. And that's what they're doing. Well, ALIPAC and William Gein is doing his best with his organization to stop this. So at least slow it down. I have children and grandchildren that I'm concerned for. Our culture has been undermined. And if we're not concerned about what's happening in our country, that we're being invaded by foreigners who hate this country and this culture, that won't take advantage of it and rob us blind, then there's something wrong with you if you're not concerned about that. Because there's no such thing as a multicultural society. One or the other of those cultures are going to lead. Right now, the humanists, the atheists are leading this country, folks. Black it or lump it, the heathens leading the country. Look who's in office on about all levels. William, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to make such a long introduction, but I had to say that, William. They're out to destroy this country from the inside out, and they're doing it piece by piece, bit by bit, aren't they?
Well, they're doing it through what I call immigration-vectored weapons of mass destruction. It's a type of thing that you can destroy or transform or destroy the founders of America, the people that who have lived here through generations, and replace them like you were overseeding your grass with a new strain of grass. They don't have to destroy the buildings and the parks and the schools and the hospitals. They just import enough people in that are against us or against what we believe in that they build a new nation on top of us.
That's right. That's
Americans
right.
Americans are not having children and babies like we used to, and so now they're bringing in these others to displace and replace Americans of all different types of races that would remain loyal to the Constitution. And it's not just the southern border. At the southern border right now, in the first 2 years of Joe Biden, has been the most historic, largest invasion of people in the history of America. And possibly, according to some anthropologists, it may be the largest movement of people in the history of the earth across our southern border. And now it's coming in from the north as well. One of the big news stories that's just starting to break is that illegals passing in the United States via places like Swanton, Vermont, have escalated massively in recent months. The cartels are now paying to fly the illegals to Canada and then turn them loose in Canada, where they drop in over our northern border. Between October and January of this year, apprehensions and encounters at the Canadian border have jumped by over 850% compared to the same 4 months a year ago, according to our Customs and Border Protection sectors. So we're getting it from both sides because they're going for the knockout. They're going out for the knockout punch here. Our group and some other groups have stopped them from passing the amnesty that they have tried to pass in D.C. several times. We've stopped them from passing in-state tuition and license bills and sanctuary state bills in over 30 states over the last several years. And then when the Trump thing happened, I don't want to get into much of a discussion about Trump, but when Trump happened, that put a monkey wrench into a lot of their plans. And I knew when the Trump lost, I was like, the payback is going to be severe, however you want to look at it, whether it was the cheating or Trump's failures or whatever. When they got back in to the White House, the executive branch controls again post-Trump, they're like, we're going to knock America down so they can never get back up. And now they're pumping in millions each year. They're just bringing them in. Our own Border Patrol is helping the drug cartels ship them in. They're being given free phones, free lodging, free transportation, free food, free clothing, special access to schools and colleges and jobs and you name it. And quite often they commit other crimes and they just walk back out of jail without any type of detention. One of the fights we're having here in North Carolina right now, we're trying to get a new law passed called HB 10 to make it clear. It's already the law in North Carolina that our sheriffs are supposed to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but we've got about 8 or 10 Democrat woke sheriffs in our biggest counties, like Mecklenburg around Charlotte and Wake County around our capital, Raleigh, where they're not only checking the immigration status of people going into the jails, felons, people committing felonies, but they won't honor Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So the Democrats and the Socialists, their wing of the cabal, which includes Rhino Republicans like Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham, on the left side, they're making it clear they don't care how many illegal aliens, how many people, American citizens, are killed directly by criminal actions or drunk driving by illegal aliens. They don't care how many Americans are killed by the chemical China and India-backed chemical weapons that the Chinese, that the Mexican cartels are importing, like fentanyl. And, of course, a new drug that they're referring to called Trank. Have you heard about Trank?
Don't think so, no.
Well, since everything's wide open and the defenses of America seem to be in shambles and not operating, we're under daily attack electronically on our cell phones and our emails with criminals trying to reach out and take things from us and trick us and get us to, you know, click on the wrong thing daily. But, you know, no one's protecting the borders and the chemicals. You know, fentanyl, everybody's talking about fentanyl because fentanyl deaths are now the leading killers of people 18 to 45 years old in America. And one of the leading killers of teenagers, and some of the fentanyl that is being accidentally ingested is designed to look like other pills that have medical value or candies. But now there's a drug they refer to as Trank. It's actually it's got a chemical name for xylazine. That's it. X Y L-A-Z-I-N-E, xylazine, a.k.a. Trank, T-R-A-N-K. And it's even worse than fentanyl. It's being mixed with fentanyl and opium, and it's highly addictive, and it kills people quite a bit. But for that, it turns them into stumbling zombies that can't control any of their bodily functions, stumbling around on our streets, and creates large, rotting wounds around the injection site quite often, to where these people are stumbling, and some of them are having to have their arms and feet and legs amputated, but then they go back on the street, and they start injecting tranks slash xylazine back into the stumps.
Oh, my. My.
It's Night of the Living Dead, Dead Walking the Earth kind of stuff. There's some
that's coming from the southern border mostly?
Yeah, all of these things are being brought in by the cartels, mostly the Sinaloa cartel, and people should remember the name of that, because the Sinaloa cartel, which used to be run by Guzman, it's importing 90% of the illegal aliens and the drugs into America today. It's also the same cartel that under the Obama administration, that Obama's people used five different federal agencies and millions of dollars of U.S. tax resources to buy thousands of AK-47s, AR-15s, a Barrett 50 caliber sniper rifles, and ship them to the Sinaloa cartel under what was called Operation Gunrunner, also known as Fast and Furious. You'll hear some people say sometimes that Fast and Furious and Gunwalker was a plan to put guns in the hands of the cartels and trace them somehow. But if you look at the story closely, there was no trace. The United States, our own government, bought the Sinaloa cartel enough guns to become the top cartel. So much like we found out, there was an illegal and unethical and unconstitutional relationship between the federal government, like the FBI, and censorship at big tech companies like Twitter. There's also an illegal and unconstitutional and immoral connection between our federal agencies and the drug cartels importing illegal aliens and the drugs that are killing kids on our streets. The federal government, or portions of it, have been weaponized against the people of the United States.
Wow. You know, none of this surprised me. Some of it I knew, some of it didn't. But it's amazing how far we have let our country slide into hell, is it not?
Well, I don't think prior generations of Americans like my grandparents come back from World War II would ever let this mess happen.
No way. But, you know, I mean about the whole country had become dependent, including the states, had become dependent on the federal government to make sure they get funds for everything, you know, highways, whatever, and people depending on for Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever. And you and I both know you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you. Well, we're reaping the results of it, just like Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge. Well, we got more than a bowl of porridge, but we sold a birthright nonetheless because of this. Now we're paying for it, and our children are going to pay for it, too. You go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there. You go ahead.
That's all right. What we're trying to do at ALIPAC, Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee, ALIPAC.us, we're trying to get people to join our email alert system and then make sure those emails reach them so that they can be updated on our efforts to address federal and state-level legislation on these matters and to try to support the handfuls of good candidates that emerge out there for Congress and Senate that appear to be lined up with the public on immigration issues, which is no amnesty, enforce our existing immigration laws, illegals go home. Right now, the illegals are planning on voting them Democrat to give the Democrats full and permanent control for their more aggressive agenda like full gun confiscation. But right now, even though illegals are registering and voting, they haven't gotten the full citizenship through legislation. So the elites that are doing this to the country, they had planned to have that amnesty legislation passed 15 years ago, and they haven't done it. And so, much like a person who's trying to take over a home or a house or a property, the paperwork hasn't been finished yet. The Americans cannot be fully ejected from our own country yet because they haven't finished, signing all the documents to take control here. We still have a chance. It's not a strong chance, but it's a chance of zero if people don't get off their butts and start organizing with other leaders and organizations that are trying to do something. And in a way, it's only through great American apathy can any of this be possible.
And that's what's happened. That's what's happened exactly. That is what's happened to this country.
And we've seen time and time again where just a very few people can have such a big impact. Like here in North Carolina, again, you know, there's about five or six of us that represent different groups that are showing up to support HB 10. And if we get it passed, it could save American lives. But let me give you an example on the inverse. Our grassroots network out there has gone through different phases of strength and weakness. And last year, we didn't have it going on the state level like we used to have things going on. And we found out right before the election, like about 4 or 5 weeks before the general elections of 2022, that in the state of Massachusetts and Arizona, there were very important immigration-related ballot initiatives on the ballot. In Massachusetts, they were trying to give licenses to illegal immigrants, which we know about 4 out of 5 right, Americans right. oppose. And then down in Arizona, they were trying to give in-state tuition to illegal aliens, which about 4 out of 5 of Americans oppose. But when we look at the globalist agenda across the country, they're constantly, every year, pushing licenses for illegals, ID. They're pushing in-state tuition for illegal aliens to go to college and replace their own kids in the limited seats in college. And they're pushing for sanctuary policies on the state, county, and local level. Well, in Massachusetts, there was a group that was fighting, you know, against the licenses issue, but in Arizona, there was nothing. You had Kerry Lake running.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
All this other stuff. There was nothing except the Republican Party of Arizona saying, "Yeah, vote against it," and everybody in Arizona like, "Yeah, we beat this before." Well, guess what? In-state tuition for illegal aliens and passed in Arizona, and the illegals won their first elections battle. And can now go around the rest of the country, going all across the country right now, even in some of your states out there listening where you don't have this terrible law yet to replace your own children or grandchildren in the limited seats in college at taxpayer expense with illegal alien invaders. But they could say, look, the people of Arizona voted for it. Well, the people of Arizona voted for it because it was deceptively worded, and the pro-illegal alien side spent millions and millions of dollars selling their side of it, and there was nothing on the American side, and it was too late for my national organization, AliPAC, to step in and do anything to save the ball because we didn't even find out about it. Our people on the ground in Arizona didn't even alert us until 5 weeks before the vote, and it's too late. And, you know, three people and about $5,000, a simple website and some Facebook ads would have changed the outcome on that one. But instead, wow. The illegal alien invasion camp has a big old fat flag planted in Arizona, and so far we've never seen any state that ended up with in-state tuition for illegal aliens able to pull that weapon out of the wound. And up in wow. Massachusetts, now illegals get licenses in Massachusetts because there wasn't enough resistance on the ground, where another handful of people and a couple of thousand bucks could have beat an army of leftists and tens of millions of dollars being spent on the other side. Because in truth, 4 out of 5 Americans agree with our positions that illegals should not have licenses, should not have these things. But when millions of dollars are spent and Americans do nothing, they win. And it just happened. We got our butts kicked in Massachusetts, and we got our butts kicked in Arizona. Americans got embarrassingly defeated, rubbed in your face. Take that, you know, plant a flag.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you why I think that happened also, William, because I started on radio. Well, next month make me 30 years on the radio. That's been a long time. I started in March 1993 in Summersville, West Virginia, at a local radio station, 5,000 watt station, where I started. One night a week. And I said this sometime mid-90s when they were starting to Bill Clinton and Don't Ask, Don't Tell scenario. You remember that in the military, Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Yep.
And I told everybody, if we don't stop this now, this is going to become totally legal. You will see same-sex couples getting married legally. You'll see them adopting children. And you'll see things going beyond that. You'll see eventually pedophilia become legal. Bestiality become legal. See, all this recognized. They got some mad when I said that on this one local station that they threatened to burn the radio station down. That's a true story. I had tires fall off my wheels, fall off my car, and everything. This is all true stories. But the Americans said it can't happen here. It won't happen here. What you're saying right now, we said it can't happen here. No way they can get driver's license. No way they can vote in elections. No way this will ever happen in America. So what do we do? went back and watched the ball game, forgot about it. They did it. They did everything I talked about on the radio 27 years ago has come to pass. Now, because I'm such a bright individual, I read the Bible and know what's coming. Because we did nothing, the enemy's winning. That's the saddest part. But now, tell us, how many illegals have come across this border? Now, you know I probably like all the numbers. But let's say, how many's come across border in the last 10 years?
In the last 10 years?
Yes.
Can you give us an idea? 2013, so the Obama administration, and then Trump 2016, it slowed down. Well, see, one of the things that happened 2016, after Trump took office, the illegals and the drug cartels thought he was very serious about his campaign promises to crack down on border security. So almost all illegal crossings of drugs and illegal aliens stopped for the first couple of months under Trump. But then they found out he wasn't as serious about it as he sounded on the campaign.
Absolutely.
And then they started coming again, and then they started coming in greater numbers than they ever had before. So I would say, and then in the last first two years of Biden, they think somewhere north of anywhere 2 to 4 million in 2 years, 10 plus million.
Wow.
In the last 10 years, over 10 million, in excess of 10 million people.
And we're supporting these people with our tax dollars. We're supporting them. We're paying for them. Overall, we're paying for them.
Well, you're paying the price in lives and bodies, and rape children too.
Of course.
There's child rapists. There's these fentanyl, rainbow candy colored fentanyl pills. Those are here for your kids. Those are here to kill your kids. Those are here to make sure this country can't fight a war against China or Russia or anybody. United States is on its last leg, and a lot of people don't realize how weak this country actually is.
No, they don't.
What it's going to be like if our woke Navy and Army suddenly has to fight China. they've infiltrated every different aspect of our culture and society. I have serious doubts at this point, just because every other system has been so infiltrated and compromised. I have very serious doubts about our nuclear deterrence.
I also, but even if we kept the ability, and I know you know this, William, God can't bless a country like this, not what we become. He can't bless it. If we had the best military in the world, I mean the most powerful in the world, at what we're doing now to in this nation is so against His laws and commandments. He can't bless us. He won't bless through sin. He can't. So we can't expect any help from Him either.
Well, we're against it right now as far as the United States government goes. Joe Biden and a big portion of his administration are anti-Christian, persecuting Christians.
Absolutely.
And he's spending billions of dollars to support Zelensky, who is persecuting Christians in the Ukraine.
Absolutely. Yes, he is.
Against Russians, who are more Christian than the Ukrainians. And we've seen this going all the way back to Clinton. You know, the Clinton administration bombed Christians in Kosovo.
Yes, it did.
To protect Muslim population. So
hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, William. Folks, a lot more to talk about. If you have any comments, questions, next half hour, you're welcome to call in. You know that at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Folks, generation being born today doesn't know the country I grew up in at all. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Alrighty, folks, we are back. We're talking to William Gein with Ali Pack. Now, I know probably some of y'all have heard some of these statistics before, but I don't think we realize, none of us do, unless you're right on the front lines like William is, of how bad this is. I try to keep up with it all I can, but William has been called to this battle trying to stop the absolute floodgate of immigration, illegal immigration coming to this country, that is literally destroying our culture, what's left of it, and undermining anything left of what that we would call American. And it's been done on purpose. Let's not kid ourselves, folks. This is not by accident. Please don't think that nothing political happened back then. It's all got a reason to happen. As long as we sit back and do nothing, the other side wins by default. Understand that we're not even fighting anymore. As a whole, we're not. We just sit back and do nothing. We don't even say anything. If you're not willing to speak up, folks, in this battle, if you're not willing to stand for what's right, well, I just ask you to get off the battlefield because you're just clearing up the field. We need people to stand with us and stand for the truth. Go ahead, William.
Well, and there are people that are fighting back. And, I mean, a lot of them, unfortunately, have lost, like, brothers and sisters and direct loved ones due to the open borders and illegal immigrant invasion. And I'm going to be meeting with some of them tomorrow over at the North Carolina General Assembly. And if we have time, hopefully I'll take them out for an affordable meal or something, because, you know, they travel in on their own dime and come to do these things and speak at these meetings. And the Soros, the George Soros groups like El Pueblo here in North Carolina, all across the country, every state's got multiple groups funded by George Soros and other billionaires that pop up at these meetings and bring in illegal immigrants to make impassioned pleas in Spanish in front of the Spanish media. They got their whole thing going on, their own media, their own networks, their whole thing, you know, and we Americans are trying to, you know, rally and show up and do what we can. And in some states, you know, we've got Republican legislatures where we got a shot. Here in North Carolina, we've got to figure out a way to overcome our woke Democrat Governor Roy Cooper, who's going to try to, if we pass this bill, HB 10, he'll try to intervene and veto to protect illegal alien felons. I mean, think about that. You got governors and Democrat elected officials who take direct actions to aid and coddle and protect illegal alien felons. Illegal aliens who raped children, dealt drugs, stole money, hurt people, killed people, beat people up, you know, stole from employers.
And what you said, people have to realize, this is in what we used to call the Bible Belt. It was. North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, West Virginia, even Virginia, was called the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a governor that's totally for illegal immigration and probably for homosexual and everything else, but this is in a Bible Belt. That shows how much our nation has decayed morally in the last 50 years. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, there are people out there fighting back. I mean, this is, you know, everything that we've done with Alipac is action-oriented. The whole idea is to give people the news, and a lot of time it's bad news, but to give them a mechanism by which they can stand with other like-minded people who represent the majority of Americans of all races on these issues across the country, and a mechanism to collectivize and their efforts and try together. And occasionally, you know, we win some very important battles from time to time. There are people in North Carolina and many other states whose children or them have gone to college and been able to go to college because of the things we've done. And the states where the seats haven't been taken by the invaders already. There are places where people, you can't prove it in a court of law, but, you know, because of how it works. But, you know, there are people out there all across America who are still alive today because of things our organization and organization members have
Amen.
Funded and done.
Amen.
Okay?
Good for you. Good for
Somewhere
you.
Yes. In some state, people are living and breathing who didn't get mowed down by a drunk driving illegal alien or shot by an illegal alien drug dealer because of something our organization did to hinder, slow, you know, stop occasionally the agenda, because this isn't an accidental thing that's happening. This invasion is being conducted by some of the biggest powers on the planet and in the country that have their hands on both the tops of the Republican and Democratic Party, the White House, a big chunk of Congress, the media. There's a lot of different actors, and people are like, well, who's the main one? Well, there's a bunch of them. There's people, there's Muslim groups that don't like America being a predominantly Christian nation. There's gay groups that don't like Christians. There's blacks that don't like whites and Hispanics that don't like whites and Chinese communists that don't like capitalists. And, you know, when you're the top civilization and country on the planet and you have all these things, all this, you know, and things Americans don't take for granted, you know, how much air and water and resources you have around you in this country compared to other places, you know, in China and India and other high population areas and in South Africa or in Africa and Asia. People don't know how good they've had it, and they just sit there and it's all going downhill.
That's true.
And if you look at these videos, too, that are coming out of the cities like Portland and Seattle and L.A. and places where the trank and the meth and the fentanyl are really taking people down, it's a bunch of it looks like suburban white kids, people's children, who are like out there, you know, in the dying zone, on the, you know, dying on the side of the road, because that's where it's gotten to. The family's been broken up. Anything normal as far as, like, you know, fatherhood, motherhood, nuclear families, Christmas, Thanksgiving, apple pie, everything they ever told us about, we were fighting for our way of life, you know, or in a war, mm-hmm. or something like that. That's all and deeply eroded already. But the good news is they haven't finished what they plan to do, though, yet. They haven't gotten across the finish line yet. They're not safe. Their agenda has not, they have not gotten the amnesty legislation through. They have not gotten the full gun confiscation legislation through. They're trying to build a new country on top of what was once America, but all of these important legal instruments have been stopped by organizations like ours and Americans who have stood up and combined their funds and time to fight back. And so this puts the elites in a very precarious situation. They're trying to stop the country from completely falling apart because it's not supposed to completely fall apart until they get the most important parts of their new nation in place. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Well, and so I think our hope is that if the system continues to break down before, and we are able to keep them from getting it across the line. But, you know, hey, Senator Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin just announced last week they have refiled the DREAM Act amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. So amnesty's on the move in D.C. again. They keep coming back again and again and again. And I need folks that are going to join our email alerts and hopefully donate at alipac.us to send me and a bunch of our volunteers to D.C. to fight back against these people soon.
And how did they go on your site and donate? What if they don't have computers? How can they help?
Well, I mean, you can use a cell phone or an iPad if you don't have a laptop or a desktop. But, you know, we're mostly email-based. I mean, you know, there's somebody, you know, we don't really have a, we do mail. I mean, we receive letters and we send letters and stuff like that. It's just so expensive, you know, like to send one letter, by the time you're done printing it and got the materials for it and the postage on it and not counting the time in it, you're like at a dollar per letter.
Oh, yes.
You know,
postage out of sight. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and
yes,
so I would say if somebody out there wants to get involved, and you don't have a computer, save up 100 or 200 bucks and go to a pawn shop and get you one. If you don't know how to do email, get a loved one or somebody to get you on board with email. It may sound fancy or new to you, but, you know, about, gosh, I would guess, what, probably 85% of the people in the country over the age 18 have emails now?
I've seen a lot of them do, but. I'm going to make this offer if you think it's a good idea. If folks who don't do computers, or maybe they don't know how or don't want to, if you want to send a donation to Alipac, that's A-L-I-P-A-C, A-L-I-P-A-C, you send it to us at our address here, to ministry.
And well, any question, by law, they'd have to send it to P.O. Box 30966.
Well, I mean, if they send it to me, can I not send it to you?
No. Because I appreciate the offer, but we are regulated by federal elections law and the Federal Elections Commission, and you have to be real careful about channeling things through any people because of laws against what they call bundling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not, you don't mean anything wrong by offering to do that, but in the past they would have situations where, like, people would walk around on the factory floor with a box, and everybody was expected to put their money and their checks in the box as part of bundling and things like that. So people that would like to contribute to Alipac, it's the same as contributing to a congressional campaign or a campaign for president or U.S. Senate, and we do receive contributions by mail at Alipac, P.O. Box 30966, Raleigh, N.C., 27622. But the best way to donate securely is through our website at alipac.us, because we have about 50,000 people on our email alert system, and it's been our email system that's kept us going for 14 years. The reason we're still here, the reason we're still in the national fight, it's those emails. Because, okay. You know, I mean, I could theoretically, if something important were to happen, I could reach our thousands of donors in about 3 weeks for about $3,000 or $4,000 with a message, you know?
Okay.
And I was like, oh, my God, Lindsey Graham has called for a vote on the DREAM Act amnesty next week. I would never be able to reach people by mail. And to try to reach people by mail, it would take me 3 weeks to reach them by mail.
Oh, yes, I know that, yes, yes.
Many
yes.
thousands of dollars. But instead, I could pop open some software on my screen in front of me right now and send that message to about 50,000 people by email within about 5 to 10 minutes from this conversation without spending an additional penny.
I wish there's some way we could get people that don't do emails, whatever. Some people I know won't do them, and I can understand they're concerned about that. But I definitely want to help all that I can personally, so I will be sending something myself. to do what I can to help, and I'll try to do it via your website.
I do appreciate that. And again, you know, if there are people out there that want to help this country with these type of things, I would say an email. And they said, what is one of the things that I could do that could really help? Get a computer, or an iPad or a smartphone that allows you to interact with other people around the country. I mean, you know, it's that would be the most affordable thing a person could do.
And folks, if you do have the ability to do that, do that. I promise I'll be sending something. I'm not a wealthy man. I can't send a lot, but you'll be getting something from me. I'll have Denise, our bookkeeper, send you something online that then you can get it that way. Folks, that's Alipac, A-L-I-P-A-C, all right? And the website is Alipac.
.us. Alipac.us. And again, when you go there, a form will pop up asking to join our emails, or there's also a subscribe feature on the screen that allows you to get in touch with us and then you know, join our network. That's the most important thing that we do out there, and we talk about on every show that we do. And in a show like this, is so important because one of the things that has really put a lot of pressure against our efforts has been big tech censorship. Alipac, because we stand against open borders and we stand in favor of the existing laws of the United States in a racially inclusive, nonviolent, civic-minded kind of way, our opponents can't beat us in a fair fight, so they cheat us. They cheat us, and one of the ways they cheat us is through censorship, shadow banning, big tech censorship. And so we have a lot more trouble reaching people online through search engines and social media that we used to because of the invisible cage that they've got us in. So a radio show like this gives us an opportunity to reach outside and beyond the big tech censorship designed to try to prevent us from reaching out and organizing and mobilizing American, like-minded Americans. But, you know, we needed to collect them up and get them to get those emails signed up and join our network in response, we hope.
Well, as far as I know, you're the most effective group out there that's doing this. I mean, as far as I know, you are doing the most of any group out there with the least amount of money and support, probably. You've done the most. And that in itself is a phenomenal statement in my mind, that you have that concern and drive to do that. Folks, if you have any comments, questions, you feel free to call at 844-769-2944. So what are you shooting for now? Where's your next fight? Where are you going to do battle next, North Carolina or some other state? What's going on?
Well, right now we are trying to raise some funds to stabilize our operations, and we'd like to have a trip to D.C. where we can invite other activists that were willing to drive into D.C. for a day or two and help us go into lawmaker offices to increase our network reach inside of these offices to lawmakers and staff, and to push on them to do something in the immigration and border enforcement avenue, and, of course, to try to shut down the DREAM Act Amnesty 2023 threat that we now face. So we're trying to raise funds to do that and to put our people in D.C., and we structure it where when I go to D.C. and I take volunteers or meet with volunteers that meet us there, people can also help from home. We set it up where people can send emails and make calls and letters and stuff from home to reinforce what we're doing on the ground in D.C. So it's not geographically or price-wise restrictive. Anybody anywhere in the country can help reinforce our D.C. lobbying efforts on these issues and help the people that actually go and physically go office to office. And, you know, one of the things I want to do, hopefully in March, if we can raise the funds, I want to get back in D.C. because it's all been locked down since the January 6th incident.
Right, right.
I want to get up there and test the access points and see, you know, can we get back in these offices? What's it like now? It was already like going through a TSA airport checkpoint to get into these offices before the pandemic in January 6th. What's it like now? Because, you know, we've just gone through several years where American citizens have had almost no access to their elected officials in Washington.
That's true. So, even on state level, it's hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, yeah.
It was.
Well, because the left, mostly, has gotten more aggressive and more violent and more dangerous. Here in North Carolina, where Republicans took over legislature, it's like going through a TSA checkpoint to get into the NC legislature buildings now. And that's like very alien to me, because when I first came here as a kid in the 80s and when I worked here in the 90s and early 2000s, she just walked in and out of these buildings. They had security, they had cameras, they had people, you know, keeping an eye on you. But now, you got to put your keys and your wallet in the bowl, run it through the scanner, walk through the scanner, get wanded.
Yep.
So
that's America today. I mean, it's sad, but that's America today. Let's take a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Greg. Greg, welcome. Come on in. Are you there, Greg?
Yes, sir. Come on in. Okay. I think my telephone has a noise, so I'll be very quick.
Okay.
The drug, Trank, is already in West Virginia. This morning, Hoppy Kersival on his show, Metro News Talkline, had a couple of state medical officials on, and they were discussing the problem that is now in West Virginia.
Wow.
So I'm going to jump off. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I did not know that. I didn't know what it was. So, you know, man, oh, man, they keep coming up with new ways to kill people. I mean, people are making billions off of it.
Well, apparently on the street with some of these suicidal people, suicidal addicts, if something gets around that it killed somebody, sales go up. People want the drug most likely to kill them.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me and you.
Some of these people on the street, it's hard to imagine what their minds are like after being riddled with so much drugs and alcohol and depression and exposure to the elements and disease and everything else. And they're out there on the streets, and they hear that a drug killed somebody, and they want to try it. That's what the dealers in the articles are saying. That's what I'm reading. I'm not out there with them on the street, but that's what they're saying. The more likely something is to kill somebody, the higher the death factor, the higher the demand is on the street for it.
Jeez, it's like they're like gambling with their life. But tell me, from figures that you know off the top of your head, how much crime, percentage-wise, do the illegals bring into the country? Not just counting drug, but rape and murder and everything else.
It's hard to factor it, but it's massive. I mean, especially when, you know, there's a one-to-one relationship between the illegals and the drugs. Same businesses are selling both. It's like, if you could imagine a shop that says illegal aliens and all the worst drugs under one roof, it's all there. So, you know, a big portion of it, a third of it, half of it, over half of it. It's hard to say. It's such an extensive, you know, you're talking about the cartels themselves are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of operatives, and then the millions of illegals, and then their impact upon tens of millions of Americans. You know, it's hard to really, it's hard to put a price tag or a number on that.
You know, when you live in West Virginia so far, I haven't seen much in the way of illegal immigration. There's not much here, I guess, from the do, really. But the situation on the border states, I would think that they would be literally up in arms. I mean, with the state guard on the borders saying nothing. Whether the feds like it or not, this is a state issue. They should have their borders patrolled by their own state guard and keep them shut except through legal entries. Why have they not gone that far?
Well, they're trying to do that in Texas and some other places, but you know, I mean, the Republican Party is also compromised. There's a lot of people talking about in Texas about how that cartel money has gotten involved in the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party. And don't forget that back under George Bush, when two of our Border Patrol agencies shot an illegal alien drug smuggler in the buttocks with a flesh wound, that they soon found themselves in jail and being prosecuted by the Bush administration because the shot illegal alien's grandmother knew the right person. And pulled a string, and Bush arrested our own Ramos and Compion, put our own Border Patrol agents in jail.
That's true. I remember that. I do. And how about that gentleman, I don't know where it was, just the other day, shot illegal on his property. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, he's in jail. He's in jail, and he's probably going down. I haven't been able to look at the story very closely yet, but, yeah, he's in big trouble. Any American fights back on any way, you're going down. The feds and the law enforcers, they're going to come in on you, not the aggressors, not the invaders.
You see, that's where the state should step in and say, we will protect our own citizens. You're not going to arrest this man for defending his family or his property. That's where the state should step in. And I don't care what the results could be. We're getting the point now, William, we're not going to have any choice. I mean, Texas actually is debating the secession union, and I say more power to them. This is where we're headed for. Let's take another phone call. Let's talk to Al in North Dakota. Al, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay. Because I have a new phone. I had to get the 4G phone. Okay, and I had a whole lot of problem getting. Anyway, I'm glad you can hear me. I just want to say first a couple of stories. Listen, I just commend you, Pastor Butch, and what you said earlier about how this has been all by design. This has all been by design. It's been going on for a long time, okay?
Yes,
70 years old. I'm 70 years old. I grew up in Chicago, okay? And when I was 18 years old, I went to work for not American United, but Highland Cab Company. Back in those days, there was a lot of small cab companies. And I was just working there as a kid for a year, you know, for something to do, okay? And every morning, I was taking two little Mexican pregnant girls to Cook County Hospital, which at the time was the largest public hospital in the world. Okay, it's like a third the size of the Pentagon. You know what I mean? It's gigantic.
Right.
But every morning, I was delivering two little pregnant Mexican girls to with their two, you know, illegal aliens. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even back in those days, you know, that's 52 years ago. I hate to admit that, but that's 52 years ago, and there was already a million and a half, 2 million Mexicans living in the Chicagoland area, okay? Illegal aliens, all right? This has been going on forever, 52
years.
Yes, it
has.
And so there was two little, you know, and when you think about this, people, you know, it's illegal to say the word replacement population. But Pastor Butch, and forgive me, gentlemen, I don't know I forget your name. But
William.
William, okay, I'm sorry, William. This has been going on a long time, and you know what they did? You know, you talk about design and stuff and the Illuminati, you know, the elite. This is replacement population, and it's been very intelligently done, and a lot of the national politicians are very complicit in this. You know what I mean?
Very true.
You know, how do we fight? Yeah, and then we lost. See, we lost our. We were deindustrialized, right? And with deindustrialization, you know, I'm convinced at the age of 70, looking back over my life, I'm convinced if there was one group in the United States that could have maybe fought this, it was like an. It would have been
We got to hurry down 30 seconds. Got to hurry.
Well, okay, it would be like Workers Unite, you know what I mean? It would have come from the blue-collar industrialized class, you know what I mean?
Right.
The common sense class. But who did they eliminate first with deindustrialization? They eliminated the blue-collar, middle class.
Absolutely. Al, I got to jump, but thanks for the call. But don't be a stranger. Call again sometime. But thanks for the call. Thanks very much. We're flat out of time, William. Give it your website one more time.
We're at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. We appreciate the time with you and your listeners, Butch.
We'll be in touch, my friend. Folks, we'd love you to see you tomorrow night. Have a great night and a good day tomorrow. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE.com.
freetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.